Donald Trump is counting on winning big in New York's primary next week. The billionaire is fond of saying he never loses. But it happens. Charles Lane of member station WSHU has the story of one of those losses to a tough New Yorker who wasn't afraid to use her fax machine.
Meet Pat Friedman.
Donald Trump, I beat you once, and I'm going to beat you again.
She's 80 years old, bony 100 pounds, with white hair and soft blue eyes. When Trump wanted to build a wedding hall at a public beach on Long Island, Friedman said no.
And they were going to cut off the boardwalk, so if people that were walking the boardwalk, which we have millions of people walking the boardwalk, at that location would have to go down and walk in the sand to go around it.
This was back in 2006 at Jones Beach, 40 miles east of New York City. The project was called Trump on the Ocean. It was huge, 33,000 square feet, all gold and glass and emblazoned with Trump's name. It was supposed to be big enough to fit 1,500 partygoers.
Jones Beach is our historical park. It's not Donald Trump's park.
But the first step in defeating the plan was finding it. For unknown reasons, the public hearing was held hundreds of miles away from the proposed location.
It was a fix. You could see there was a done stamp, rubber stamp. Nobody was going to be there to oppose it. They made a mistake. I was there to oppose it.
And then Trump's people switched building plans at the last minute. That's when Friedman got fed up and began organizing. She got the public hearings moved back to the beach, and hundreds of people turned out to object.
I was on my fax machine all night long.
The state began scrutinizing Trump on the Ocean and withheld building permits because of flooding concerns. 5 years dragged on. In March 2011, Trump held a rally at Jones Beach in order to push the project forward.
So we sued the state. We won the case. Instead of coming to us and saying, let's negotiate, let's get this thing built, you know what the state did? They appealed. And that's where we are right now.
He had supporters bust in to cheer him on.
They got paid. 40, 45 people were on that bus. They got checks. They were paid to come and show that they were in support of it.
Friedman and her opponent showed up at the rally too, chanting and yelling. And when it was all over, she found herself walking back to the parking lot beside Donald Trump, who was then contemplating a presidential bid.
He gave me the warmest smile. Wasn't angry, wasn't upset. Tapped me on the shoulder with a warm tap. He says, but thank you for supporting me for the presidency. And I said, well, damn it to hell, if you would run, I would support you. And I am.
And why would you support him?
Why am I supporting him? Because I think that we need him. We need to do something about taking our country back. For one, I don't think we should be dialing one for English. This is an English-speaking country.
Friedman, who battled Trump's commercialization of a public space for 6 years, she says that was just business. But a Trump presidency, she says, would be his public service back to the country. In fact, Friedman plans to campaign for Trump once the New York primary is over. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane.